and Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Hi, this is Eva Herr, and welcome to Infinite Consciousness this week, and thanks for listening. Tonight we have with us Becca Chambers, and we're going to talk about her new book, Whole Body Vibration. Welcome, Becca, and thanks for taking time to come on my show tonight.
Hi, Eva. It's great to be here.
Thank you. So before we get started, why don't you tell us about you and how you started doing what you're doing and where people can find you and your new book.
Okay. Well, it's been a long journey and full of pain and misery, but I am in a great place now. So it's a common story, you know. Your own health and your own problems lead you to learn and explore energy and natural health. And my first 30 years were really tough, with a lot of health problems and psychological, emotional problems. And vibration, whole body vibration, and homeopathy, which is a vibrational energy medicine system, have just like completely transformed my life. So now I feel fantastic, and I'm trying real hard to share all this with other people so that they can benefit also. You can learn a lot about it at my website, www.bc, for Becky Chambers, bcvibranthealth.com. You can find my new book there and lots of information about whole body vibration and a little bit about homeopathy. I have another book coming out about that pretty soon.
So I'd like for my listeners to hear your story, if you don't mind.
Sure. I don't know where to start.
And at the beginning,
that's a long one.
Sometimes people, you know, they get caught up in illnesses and sickness and health problems, and they get discouraged, and they need hope to know that no matter how bad it is, they really can come through it and start over.
Yeah, I understand that. It does feel very discouraging at times. I had a lot of ups and downs, and that can... You got to take hope from when you're getting better that, you know, that even if it's just a little bit, you might be onto something. Keep going.
And what,
keep looking.
What was wrong with you?
Well, it started with depression when I was very young. And that was chronic and severe for a good 10 years. The most severe period was probably in my teens and early 20s. Horrible at that point, just really awful. But it was around for a total of at least 30 years. And, you know, when you're depressed, a lot of times you don't eat right, which I didn't. And I developed a massive eating problem, eating addiction and food addiction and eating disorder, bulimia. And I weighed a lot, 200 pounds, and was wildly bulimic. And that does a terrible thing to your health, you know. It's just really destructive. So pretty soon I ended up with allergic to everything on the planet, multiple chemical sensitivities and food allergies. I was allergic to every food on you could imagine. If anything I ate, I'd be allergic to it within about 2 weeks. It was crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. And then I had joint problems head to toe. I was still depressed. And different organs started having a lot of problems, liver, heart, nerve problems, terrible nerve problems with, like, foot nerves and tooth nerves and all kinds of problems. So, you know, I started trying to find ways out of all this. In my late teens, I started with Western psychiatry. And didn't really help. Ended up taking a lot of drugs. Didn't really help. Got into natural health in my 20s, early 20s. And I would find things would help somewhat. You know, definitely they were having a good effect on me, as opposed to Western medicine tended to make me worse, if anything. Of course, they couldn't usually find anything wrong either with me, which didn't mean I didn't have a lot wrong. It's just, you know, sometimes they did come up with things like, you have irritable bowel syndrome. Well, thanks a lot. That doesn't mean anything. And they have no solution for it. So anyway, I found natural health was helpful, but I didn't really start turning the corner till I started doing homeopathy and whole body vibration. And they're both super powerful, especially I was doing high potency homeopathy, which works on your brain very powerfully, your energy, your thoughts. And that is like the guiding force for your physical body and your whole life. So that was very powerful. And then the whole body vibration showed up about 10 years after I started the homeopathy, which was about 20 years ago. And that, you can really see a big turning point in my life with the whole body vibration also. It's got so many powerful effects for your health that it's just fantastic in and of itself for, you know, the fact that it increases bone density and it helps you, increases your metabolism, so it's easier to keep your weight under control. It raises human growth hormone that helps everything heal faster. These are like proven effects, and they're all really fantastic, and I can talk more about them later, but it also has a very powerful effect on your brain, your neurological system, and actually helps you. It raises serotonin levels in your brain right away, which is an antidepressant effect, and that's very powerful. But it also actually stimulates your brain to grow. It's neurogenesis. It's stimulating, you know, cells, neurological neuron cells in your brain to grow and make connections to other neurons, which is actually a measure of intelligence. You get smarter. Now, there is a lot of research showing that exercise does that, and whole body vibration is proven to be intensive exercise, so it's not really a big leap to see that whole body vibration would help your brain so much. But I also see it in my personal life. That is when I started writing, and I used to, for the first 30 years of my life, I couldn't write to save my life, and now it pours out of me, and I'm actually not a bad writer, it turns out, which is pretty exciting for somebody who, like, practically dropped out of high school because I couldn't write to save my life.
Well, I have a question about what you were talking about homeopathy.
Mm-hmm.
Many of my friends are scientists that do research on that, and they say that it's actually the less potent it is, the more effective. So I don't understand what you mean when you say really potent.
Okay, actually, I think you've got the terminology just a hair off.
Okay.
It's the lower the dilution. I mean, the less of the what it is the greater the dilution, the greater the potency. But the more you dilute it, the less of the actual substance that's in the dosage that you take. So what you're thinking is that as the potency goes up, the amount of the original substance is actually decreasing. So that part of it is very confusing to anybody who has any grip of Western science in the slightest, or even just common sense. The less, because basically it's saying the less you take of it, the more effective it is. That's what you're saying, right? That you've heard that?
I was actually talking to Beverly Rubick last Sunday, and she said, you know, some of the homeopathics have none of the actual substance left in it. So are you saying something different from what she... I'm just trying to understand.
No, I'm saying the same thing. The less of the original substance, the more powerful it is. And that goes right into when there's not even anything left at all of the original substance, and it's going to be even more powerful. That's because we are not talking about a chemical reaction with homeopathy. You're dealing with the energy, right?
Okay.
Acupuncture, it's vibration. It's It's like what I liken homeopathy to is that it's like when a singer hits the right note and a glass shatters. You need to have just the right frequency, vibration, and then you can get a really dramatic reaction, a really powerful reaction. But it's got to be the right frequency. And the address to address your specific question, how is it that the less there is, the more effective it is? That's because homeopathic remedies are made in a very complex dilution process where at each step, it's many, many dilutions, actually, for every remedy, many successive dilutions. Like, for example, if you go to Whole Foods, you can buy something like a remedy that's called 30C. That means C is a Roman numeral for 100, and the dilution factor is 1 to 100. 30 times it's diluted 1 to 100. Okay, I'm getting really technical on you, but
okay,
basically, basically, between each dilution step, the remedy is going to be shaken. And it is during that shaking process that apparently the energy is transferring from the original substance to the water that it's diluted in, and it's getting stronger, the energy. And that whole transfer process gets stronger every time it's shaken. So the more times you're diluting it, the more times you're going through a shaking thing. It's shaken like 100 times at each step. So you're shaking it more and more and more, and the strength or potency is getting stronger and stronger.
So how do you figure out which one to use if there's so many different ones?
That is the question. Which remedy do you take? And it's not the easiest thing in the world, but my next book's going to be a lot about that. And fascinatingly, the most important thing is actually what's in the person's head, their thoughts. Because that's where you need to match up the remedy to the person, to the frequency that they're resonating at. And it's sort of known already through many years, hundred years at least, 150 years or so of testing and experimenting what sort of characteristics go along with each different remedy, and you look for characteristics of the known remedy with the person and the characteristics that they've got going at that time. And the most important ones are actually what's in your head, because that's your strongest and that's your most powerful energy. So you match that up, and then you make sure that you're getting the physical, you're addressing the physical problems too. And then you need to get the right potency, and that's partly a matter of experience and understanding how they work. It takes, you know, you need to, this is why there are people called homeopaths, and they study for many years, because it's not the easiest thing in the world. It's an art. It's more of an art than a science, and if you happen to be intuitive and you can sense that energy resonance, then that's a huge help. But there are textbooks, there's all kinds of information out there about how each remedy, what characteristics go with each remedy, and it's fascinating and so powerful.
Can you give us an example so we can understand?
Oh, sure. Sure. Let's see. There's so many. But, for example, there's one called Aurum, which I needed. That's actually, and Aurum is Latin for gold. It's made originally from gold, but then diluted way out. And it is a classic remedy for severe, intractable, chronic depression. And it changes. It's one of the things that helped me change so dramatically. I have no depression problems anymore. There's often like many layers to a problem. And it's all related to your early, to the energy that's within you already. And where did it come from? Yeah, a lot of times it's related to traumas in your past life. So we hold trauma in early life or in the past. We all have these traumas, and then we a lot of times end up burying the negative feelings and thoughts associated with traumatic experiences, buried in us, and we're not able to like really release that. They develop this energy that causes chronic problems and is very hard to release. That's why people end up, you know, kind of you change your job, you change your boyfriend, you change your location, and you still have the same problem. You know, it can drive you crazy.
Yeah.
You need to be able to somehow really release that energy. And my experience was that homeopathy was by far the most powerful thing I ever found for that. I've gone through a lot of different remedies because I was very traumatized in my life and ended up, I apparently have this very delicate, sensitive energy also that kind of just catches hold of all kinds of other negative energies around me and gets damaged easily. So then I ended up with many, many, many layers of problems, and releasing them all I've gone from sick and depressed and can't write and not creative and super repressed and, you know, socially kind of a disaster to really productive and creative and much more confident of myself and not depressed. And I just function on such a higher level.
If you would, because this is very interesting, if you had all those health problems and allergies, I mean, that's a big deal.
Mm.
Walk us through your steps, how you healed through that. Where did you start? How did you walk through it? Because that's a big deal today, is allergies.
Yeah. Well, gosh, let's see. There's so many things that you can do for a problem like that. Because, you know, your body and your soul wants to heal. It always is wanting to heal and ready to leap to the foreground and go for it. So actually, trying almost any of the many things that are good for your body might well help your allergies, because your body's going to try to fix yourself. So that's why a lot of people will get a lot better just by taking, like, some antioxidants, meaning, you know, the healthy nutrients that help your body defend against damage from, it's called oxidative stress or sort of, you know.
Which ones do you like?
Well, for example, I take a supplement that has a whole bunch of things in it. It's like all kinds of berry extracts. You know how they talk about eating blueberries and raspberries is good for you? Partly
mm-hmm.
because they're full of antioxidants. All kinds of fruits are full of antioxidants, especially berries. All kinds of vegetables. This is why you want to be eating your fruits and vegetables. And diet, therefore, is huge. Diet is huge for a lot of reasons. You know, provide your body with the right nutrients. Just changing your diet to a healthy diet is going to help your allergies, because then your body's going to have the basic building blocks for taking care of itself, which it wants to do. So as soon as you start providing things that are good for your body, it gets to work on fixing things. So start exercising and eating good and take some nutrient supplements like antioxidants, but also including the good oils. You want to get omega-3s and you know, not eating the omega-6s so much, which are more like the animal fats. Omega-3s are fish oils. So there's just a huge range of nutritional and nutritional product type stuff that you can do that'll help you. I was doing all that. Now, me being me and so difficult and so full of problems, that wasn't enough. Which is the story of my life. I needed the whole body vibration. That is fantastic for your health and gives your body a big, huge boost on a lot of different areas. Another thing, for example, with allergies is toxins. Toxins cause all that oxidative stress. That's damage in your tissues. And getting toxins out of your body will help allergies. And all these things are going to be helping all kinds of health problems, actually. They're all related. So anything you're doing for your body is going to be helping all kinds of problems. Getting toxins out is good. Well, turns out whole body vibration is a fantastic, very powerful detoxification system. It's also increasing your circulation, which is bringing all those nutrients you're eating to all the different cells all around your body very effectively. It's increasing the nutrient supply to all your cells, and it's helping get toxins out of your cells because, one, the circulation is increased. Also, it's increasing the movement of lymph in your body, which is the system your body uses to get toxins out. So those are two big factors. I didn't even mention that yet, that whole body vibration works on an energetic level very powerfully also. So energy, that whole homeopathy thing we were talking about and how powerful that is, whole body vibration also works on that energy level as well. It's vibration, right, which a lot of people know vibration is related to energy. But it's very fascinating because actually whole body vibration is a mechanical vibration. The plate that you stand on is actually moving up and down very fast. And the kind of energy medicine I was talking about with homeopathy is a wavelength. It's not a mechanical vibration. So for me, for a long time, there was this big question, well, how is it that standing on this mechanical vibrating plate, why is that affecting my electromagnetic energy? And the answer is just really fascinating because what it is that we can think of ourselves as being like a crystal in that we're very highly organized molecular structures, right? Well, all crystals have a physical property that's known by every physicist and engineer out there. It's called, not to the average person, actually, but they all know this, and they're the experts, right? So it's called piezoelectricity. Piezoelectricity is the ability that crystals have to turn mechanical vibration into electromagnetic vibration. And all crystals have piezoelectricity, and we're like crystals. Dr. Norm Shealy actually writes about this in one of his books, and that's where I finally figured out, when I was reading that, I finally realized that's how whole body vibration works to affect your electromagnetic energy, which it does very powerfully. So every time you stand on a vibrating plate, one of these machines, every neuron in your body is shooting messages into your brain, and your body is instantly, which is that huge neurological stimulation, but also instantly your body is turning that mechanical vibration into the exact electromagnetic wavelengths that you need to heal all the different parts of your body all at once. So it's this massive electromagnetic stimulation and tuning of all the different parts of your body. Very, very powerful, I can tell you that. So many, many people will find that they get on a plate and by the time they get off 1 or 2 minutes later, because I always have people start with a very small amount because it's so powerful. 1 or 2 minutes later, they get off and they have all kinds of new energy. Their mood is improved because their serotonin levels shot up. And they have more energy because they've gotten a big electromagnetic energy boost, but also because of the neurotransmitter levels shooting up in their brain. Because one of the ones that goes up also, besides serotonin, is norepinephrine. Both of those will give you energy. Instantly, people get energy and improved mood, and many people will find pain levels drop, like, within minutes also.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Right, so, because electromagnetic energy is very related to pain reduction. They see that in acupuncture, and it works on...
I have a question here.
Sorry.
I know that Magda Havas is doing research on dirty electricity and that many of the treadmills... well, most all the treadmills that people use and the gym equipment that they use have when it is working,
yeah,
it causes dirty energy to be released. Have you checked your machine to make sure?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Electromagnetic EMF.
The waveform, yeah.
Right. Contamination. And that's true for a lot of electric equipment, and basically for all electric equipment. However, the thing is, and I'm living proof of this because I am so vastly better, yes, it will have a tiny, tiny bit of that, but the positive effects are so vast that they blow that little tiny effect out of the water. Gone. Just like nothing compared to the positive effect. I mean, if you can tolerate being in a house that has a refrigerator, you can tolerate standing on this plate for a minute or two.
Okay. It's, so you don't have to do it for a long period of time. Not that it matters. I think it'd probably feel good, but
no. It's really important to start with just a little bit, and if you're doing good with it, doing well with it, you can increase. But it is a very powerful detox, both energy detox and chemical detox. And trying to do too much too soon, especially if you have health problems and you're sort of in a weakened state, can make you feel much worse than you did to begin with. And it's not that it's actually bad for you. It's that you're trying to do too much too fast. There are also, I should mention, a couple of other issues. There are certain conditions that are contraindications that are known to get worse with the mechanical vibration. Those are things like migraines, epilepsy, vertigo, acute herniated discs, kidney stones and gallstones, and there's some others which you can find on my website. So check that out before you try vibration. And then if you're going to try it, try a gentle machine first. Unless you're like already a young, healthy athlete, in which case you could try a powerful machine at a gym, for example, like because gyms and sports clubs, they have them now sometimes, but usually they're buying big, powerful machines. This technology was originally developed for Olympic athletes, and they use it with astronauts because it's great for bone density, and it's a workout. 10 minutes has been proven to on a powerful machine. Gives you the benefits of an hour of conventional weight training. It's mind-boggling. Yeah, it's mind-boggling, and it's true. Which is really fantastic. We need energy. We're all rushed. Doing it quickly is like incredible. But that's suitable for healthy, very healthy people can do that. Otherwise, you should start with a gentle machine, which is not going to be such a powerful experience, and your body can get the benefit without being overwhelmed. And one other thing, stay away from a type of machine that has all the machines that have two motors in them, double motor machines, because that's the powerful machines. What happened is the companies that make these machines are usually exercise equipment companies. They have kind of like a football mentality that the more the better, because it came from exercise equipment. That's where it started, Olympic athletes. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they use two motors to make them more powerful, and two motors can never be perfectly synchronized. So it ends up
That makes perfect sense.
Big, huge problem, and I need to get that message out there. Right. You don't want to do it. It desynchronizes your nervous system and your energy field over time, especially. So
that makes so much sense. I never would have thought about that.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. And see, it became apparent pretty quickly with me that it was a problem because I'm so sensitive. And I did really well initially. I started with one of those powerful machines. And initially I did really well, but then I started getting really sick. And it took a while to figure out what the problem was, but we finally figured out that was the problem. And we went to single motor machines. That is actually was essential part of fixing the problems that I developed because I had to resynchronize my system.
So how long did it take you before you got the side effects, and how long did it take to fix it once you figured it out?
Well, it took me probably was starting to suffer some problems, although we didn't really figure out what was going on for probably close to a year.
Wow.
But I don't recommend people, you know, using those machines at all, because it probably started affecting me after a few months. And I'm very sensitive. Just because you can see it in me doesn't mean it's not happening right from the beginning with everybody. And the problem, the reason it, I think it's, this is not well known, better known, is because, it, again, it all started with healthy athletes. They're so tough and strong and healthy. They're on these things for years without noticing there's a problem. And then maybe 10 years down the line, somebody will have like a heart attack or some problem. They're never going to connect it with something that's been making them feel great and be really strong for years.
Mm-hmm.
So
it needs more publicity,
and I'm working on
that. That makes so much sense.
Yeah.
So I want to go back to your allergies. I don't really get how you cured those. You ate healthy food. You narrowed your food.
I had to do a rotation diet, it's called. For many, many years. This is before I figured out how to fix things. So just to survive for many years, what I did was a rotation diet where I couldn't eat the same food more often than like once a week, which was insane, let me tell you. Everything had to be rotated. And I took allergy drops, desensitization drops, which luckily I figured out a way to make them on my own, since it would have completely broke the bank, seeing as I needed them for 300 different foods. And I took those every day. When you're doing that, if you're doing allergy desensitization drops, which I took a little tiny amount of the thing that you're allergic to under my tongue every day in a solution I made up. And then you can tolerate the food on a rotation schedule every once in a while.
So what
so
do
that's
you
how
eat
I survive.
Today?
Now I can
what
eat anything,
eat?
But I only eat healthy food. I can eat just about anything without getting sick, but I know how important it is to keep good nutrition going. So I'm wise in my choices, and I eat healthy, you know. Basically, I eat sort of semi-vegetarian, tons of fruits and vegetables, and some protein, and try to be somewhat organic. But what's really fantastic is my health is so good and strong now, I don't have to be crazy about the food, which just to survive, which is such freedom for me, I can't tell you.
You
it was
eat
a nightmare
grains?
Forever.
Grains? Do you eat grains?
I do eat some. Not a lot. A lot of fruits and vegetables, like I said, and nuts, and, you know. But I do eat. I eat some whole grains, a little bit here and there. I don't have to be crazy about it. It's just wonderful. So there I was doing the allergy drops, rotating my food, trying to survive. Then I started doing some really healthy diets. Candida yeast was a huge problem for me. You know about Candida yeast, probably. It's this imbalance in your gut flora. And I had a massive, massive case of it, terrible for just about most of my life because I took a ton of antibiotics when I was young, 2 years straight at one point. And that will just completely mess up your gut flora. You get this overgrowth of yeast in your gut, which now, see, that's a big part of allergies because it's an epidemic. Candida yeast is such an epidemic because of we use tons of antibiotics in this country, which kill the good bacteria in your gut, and you get the yeast growing. And we don't get good nutrition, so that affects your immune system and weakens it. And you need a strong immune system to fight yeast. And there's another fact, too many toxins, lots of toxins, and energy issues. So anyway, when you've got a ton of yeast, which is what I had, it puts a huge strain on your immune system. So then your immune system is working really hard trying to get rid of that yeast and basically failing, and it gets all whacked out, hypersensitive. It starts reacting, and also the yeast causes something called gut permeability or gut. You get like little, your gut gets too permeable. This is a big part of why allergies are such a problem. And when your gut is too permeable, food particles that are too large, they're not fully broken down, get absorbed into your bloodstream. Now you've got proteins and particles floating around in your bloodstream that are too big. They're not all broken down into little tiny, tiny particles that your body can use to build new things. What they look like in your bloodstream is viruses and pathogens and problems, and your immune system starts going wild attacking all these things. That's a part of the allergies. And just the fact that our immune systems are so overworked trying to fight and not getting the right nutrition, so that's why our immune systems end up getting all whacked out and attacking everything. So, solution is get yourself on a great diet, healthy diet, find out if you do have allergies, start getting rid of candida yeast, which you're just going to have to go out and buy some books on that or search the web. There's a ton of information on that. But it's pretty
simple.
Do
you have any suggestions? Because that's kind of what people want to hear.
The candida yeast?
Yeah.
Oh,
do you use like olive
I'm
going to
write another book about that one, too. What?
Do you use like olive leaf or what do you
okay, what
do
I
you
suggest
use?
For yeast is changing your diet so that you don't support, so that you're not supporting the yeast in your gut. It means get rid of all the junk food. Sugar. Sugar feeds yeast. If you've got a bad problem with yeast, then you need to get rid of things that have yeast in it, like bread and alcohol. It gets a little draconian if you've got, you know. And the thing is that what I really suggest is that you do some whole body vibration, because the final real solution for candida yeast is to improve, get your immune system and your overall health stronger. Yeast is more like weeds in a garden than anything else. It is always around, like weeds always grow in a garden, right? Yeast mm-hmm. will always grow in your gut because the yeast spores, it's a type of mold, and they're floating around all the time everywhere, just like weed spores. Weed seeds sort of are floating around, and they're in the soil. So when your immune system, which is like the gardener, is weak, which most people do have a weak immune system at this point, you're going to get yeast growing in your gut. Yeast can cause all kinds of problems. It's like a massive list of problems the yeast causes. And the immediate solution is to change your diet, to give you immediate relief. Change your diet, get rid of the yeast, get rid of the sugar, and there's something else, I think.
Will it feed off the sugar and berries if you eat berries?
It will, but you should still eat fruit if you can tolerate it, because it's so full of nutrients, and that's what you need to heal your immune system and your body. So what you really want to do is get rid of the bad health-depleting foods.
Okay.
You know?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. And then I would recommend taking some natural, gentle antifungal products. There's a ton of them.
Like,
there's
give
garlic.
Us some ideas.
I am. Garlic, grapefruit mm-hmm. seed extract, pau d'arco tea, that's a tree, a Brazilian tree, coconut extract, I don't know, there's at least 10 or 12 natural products that are gentle antifungal properties, have gentle antifungal properties. Also very critical, of course, is to take a good probiotic. So that's the three things. You change your diet, you take a natural, gentle antifungal, and you start taking probiotics. That's the good bacteria that should be in your gut. In the garden analogy, that's like the good plants in the garden. So to get rid of weeds, right, you need a gardener, you need good plants, and the gardener.
I heard of a new combination this week. Somebody sent me some literature on it, to take a carnosine zinc blend for candida. Have you heard that?
No, I haven't really. It sounds more like that's going to be something to strengthen your body, which is good.
Yeah.
And
well, it does
maybe
do
not,
that,
maybe
but it also
else.
Said that said it was an antifungal. I don't know how,
sure.
But I was hoping that maybe you wouldn't know.
That's good, but I
want to. But it's not carnitine, it's carnosine.
I want to stress, though, that the real solution is to strengthen your body. And my advice and my experience is that nothing does that better than whole body vibration. And I also highly recommend homeopathy, but that is the real solution. I would still be struggling with yeast. I would be struggling with it for the rest of my life if it was not for these new things that I found. That you really, what you really need to do is get the gardener up and working and strong and healthy and feeling great and out pulling up weeds every day. That's your body. You need to get your body strong. And to do that, see, whole body vibration has got a whole bunch of effects on your body that strengthen your body. So that's where the real focus should be with trying to control yeast.
So how long did it take you to get well? To get rid of the yeast, say.
Okay, yeast, just like in a garden, weeds
when
come and go.
When you did the whole
right?
body vibration and the things that the probiotics and the antifungals, how long before you saw significant results?
All right, if you do a diet, if you do the diet and you take antifungals and you take probiotics, you're going to see a massive change in about 5 days.
Oh,
first,
wow,
you might feel
great.
Worse. Yes, it's great. You can get huge relief very quickly by changing the conditions in your body with diet, antifungals, and probiotics. Do that assiduously for about a week. First, you're going to feel a little worse because you'll be killing yeast and you got like a Herxheimer's reaction, you know, a die-off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel massively better. But if you let up on any of those things, the yeast will come roaring back because you have not healed your body. Your body, your immune system, should be able to control yeast. That's a normal ability that the immune system has, is to kill yeast. And a healthy immune system will be able to do that. But you, if you have a lot of yeast, you won't be able to do that for a while. You're going to have to strengthen your body, give it time, do a lot of good, healthy things for it so that it can grow stronger and regain its ability to kill yeast. So, see, the way the whole yeast thing works is I would start doing the diet. I'd feel a lot better. And maybe I would try to get off it, try, you know, eating, you know, I'm feeling okay. I'll try eating this. And I would get sick again. And that went on and that on and off, right? For 20 years, at least, from when I found out about it in my early 20s till my 40s. Then I started getting better, and I would stay better then for a little bit longer periods because now I knew things to do that were strengthening my body much more effectively. But still, sometimes, because I'm very sensitive, things happen in my life that weaken my system. Traumatic events, whether they're physical or emotional, I'll end up getting sick from all of them. And then what happens? The yeast comes back because your body has become weaker again. So the yeast would come right back, and then I'd have to go back on a strict diet again, and I'd get relief, but I couldn't get off it for a while. And eventually I'd get better. Then I could start eating more other things. And I always stick with a healthy diet now because I have a big, you know, healthy respect for what this stuff does for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not something, in my case for sure, where, you know, like I'm going to ever not take care of my body, because I know if I'm not taking good care of my body, it'll get hurt, and then I'll start having problems again. For example, the yeast will come back. So, but right now I feel fantastic. So, and I know that the some of the most powerful things I've done is the vibration and the homeopathy. Energy is right up there at the very top of what is really running the world.
So, have you been able to keep your weight off?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm a slim, like 120, 125 at this point. I was once 200. So, but I've been this weight now for good 20 years. I see, what actually happened is I got so sick in my 20s that I couldn't eat, and I lost most of the weight. I ended up down around, I don't know, 135 or something at that point. And then eventually by my mid-30s, I was so sick, I was down to like 120. And I'd be dead now if I hadn't figured all this out. No question about that one, actually.
Wow, that's amazing. That's kind of scary.
It was very scary, actually. The whole thing was very scary.
So do you have any, what do you do now for your work?
For my work?
Mm-hmm.
Ton of writing, actually. I write and write and write.
I mean, are you a chiropractor? What do I think?
Oh, I'm a naturopath.
A naturopath, okay.
Naturopath.
So tell me some stories about some of your patients. And
oh, gosh.
The success stories that you have. Tell us about that.
All right. Well, I have a client who is doing really well. We're doing homeopathy and whole body vibration for the last 10 years or so. And her physical health is better. She has more energy. She, I can't remember all the different things, but I've helped her with a bunch of different physical health things that came up, but really fascinating to me because the thing I love about energy medicine is not only does your physical health get better, but your emotional state and thoughts change, and your life changes because of that. Your energy changes. So she is in a much better place in her whole life at this point. Like, she ended up getting out of a relationship that wasn't good, and she had a work situation that was driving her crazy, and she's got her own business now, and that's going great. And she has really seen how these things, how the homeopathics and the vibration have changed her mental state, and that led to changing her life. So everything's better in her life, which is great. It's really exciting. I think I might write about her at some point, too.
Can you give us some details so that we can get excited about it? What was wrong with her?
She had chronic fatigue, not severe, but she's had fatigue problems at times, which we fixed. And she had a nerve problem in her leg, which was very severe at one point. She was taking narcotic Vicodin to control it, but I gave her a homeopathic, which worked really great. You know what I should tell you about? I should tell you about a guy. This one's very clear and very inspiring. He did basically whole body vibration with me, and he was, I think he was like 65, 66 when I first met him 4 years ago. And he's a surgeon, I think, retired surgeon and orthopedic surgeon. That was it. A retired orthopedic surgeon. And he had been a runner for 30 years. And then 7 years before I met him, he had to stop running because he was losing the function of his feet, and his feet were really painful and burning and hurt, and he couldn't run anymore. And he had been to a whole bunch of doctors to try to figure out what was wrong, and they couldn't find anything wrong, except they told him that it was just going to keep getting worse, and it couldn't be fixed. Although they tried surgery. He even tried surgery to fix it, and he actually just got worse. So when I met him, I thought right off that his problem might be due to mercury poisoning. Remember I was talking about toxins? He'd been eating tuna fish every day for 30 years. So I said to myself immediately, I bet he's got a mercury problem because it's a huge neurotoxin, and he's been eating it every day for 30 years. So
what was it? I missed what it was.
What was what?
What did he eat for 30 years?
Tuna fish.
Oh, okay.
Which is very high in mercury. So what we did is we started right off with that day with whole body vibration, which is fantastic for your nervous system and lowers pain and inflammation very rapidly, very powerfully. So by the time he got off from his first one-minute session, he was actually a little bit better. You can find his story on my website. You can see actually there's a video on my website with him talking about this, and he's really excited because he does it twice a week for, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 months with me, and he's just getting better and better and better. Within 3 weeks, he's jogging to his car in the driveway, and after 4 months, he buys a machine. He does it every day at that point, and he's now, like, running and biking every day, and 7 years after I met him, no, four years after I met him, he ran the Boston Marathon 2012.
He's
completely healed, completely healed. I gave him some detox products to help absorb those toxins, the mercury coming out of him from doing the whole body vibration and to just get it out of his system. But the vibration is promoting healing of your nervous system, neurogenesis, and it lowers pain and inflammation very rapidly. So the combined effects of those things, man is healed and cured. He would be the first to tell you that. He's so thrilled. So I have a ton of stories of people doing fantastic with whole body vibration.
Well, you have about 5 minutes. You want to tell us another one? Give us some details.
Details. Let's see.
Because people can't, when you just say they feel better, can't really relate. But if you give them specifics and go, oh, yeah, I had that thing. I had that
bone
thing.
Bone density. How about bone density?
That's
famous for bone density, increasing bone density. They use it with the astronauts. And NASA uses it. They send up a vibration plate on the spaceships, and they strap the astronauts down onto these plates for 15 minutes a day because it increases your bone density, and that's a huge problem for astronauts. Anyway, so I had a woman who was 68 when she came to me, when she first started coming to me, and she had diagnosed with bone density scans, the big fancy tests, that she had extremely severe osteoporosis, T-score of negative 3.9. It's called extremely severe osteoporosis. Doctor told her she could break her bones just coughing or going over a bump in the road in a car, right? So she starts vibrating with me, and 2 years later she has another scan, and she's gotten enormously better. And after, by the end of 4 years, no, it was by the end of 2 years. It was like 6 months. She had a whole bunch of scans that tracked this improvement. But 2 years later, she had another test, and she now had the bones, this is a quote, of a healthy young woman, completely gone. And she was 70 years old. We're talking seriously menopausal, right? Postmenopausal, which is where it's supposed to be such a big, difficult problem. She did nothing different. She was already doing a good diet and good nutritional supplementation, but she was still losing bone when she came to me, and she had been exercising and all those things you're supposed to do. She never took the drugs because the drugs are very dangerous, and she understood that. So I don't recommend taking Western medicine drugs for osteoporosis. I recommend whole body vibration. It's proven to increase bone, signal your body to increase bone density. And if you do it along with good diet and good nutritional supplements, you can get spectacular results even in postmenopausal women. I have a lot of clients who've reversed bone loss, including myself.
How does it do it?
How does it do that? They used to think that it was like, the heavy-duty banging of, your foot pounding against pavement that would signal your bone to increase. It's not. All the research now is that it's the quivering of muscle fibers against the bone that signals your bone to increase bone density.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting? Well, you stand on one of these machines, and every muscle fiber in your body is tensing and relaxing and quivering against the bones. It's a massive signal to every bone to increase bone density. And all you have to do is stand on the machine.
What a deal.
In fact, it's the most effective if you're just standing, because then the vibration, as opposed to exercising, because a lot of people exercise on it, and that's how you get the big exercise effect. But if you're standing on it straight, the vibration travels up through your bones, through higher up in your body. Because if you're like doing a squat, it's more like a your legs kind of work like shock absorbers, and it's a workout for your legs, but the vibration doesn't get into your upper body as much as if you're standing straight on it.
Okay, Becca, tell us one more time, because we're at the end of the hour, where we can find you and your book and your website and information about you.
Okay. Check BC, that's for Becky Chambers, bcvibranthealth.com. And I'd love to hear from you. There's an email there and a phone number, and you're welcome to get in touch with me. I'd love to talk to anybody.
Thank you so much for taking the time to come on tonight, Becca. I appreciate
it. It was great to talk to you.
And take care.
You too.
Good night. Bye-bye.